not the case so far.
Well, absolutely, and this is the best case scenario for Bad X. You know, you're a heavy underdog going on the road to a heavily favored Lakers team, a team that just destroyed Hudson a couple weeks ago, and it's like Lakers has all of the hype and all of the this and that, and so even if Bad X were to not win this game and lose 18-12, and this is going to put Bad X on the map. This is the game that gives them some of that star power, some of that that PR that they really need to boost that program. And credit starts with the top with Kelly Durr. He's doing a great job over there.
As we wait for this injury to be on, looks like literally just a cramp here for him. So 4:38 left in the third quarter. You're listening to the WLW Sports
Since
Network.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Ben Krieger of Sandusky comes off under his own power. Looks like just a cramp there. 4:38 left in the third quarter. I'll be facing a second down, and we'll call it a 3 yards to go from the Sandusky 43-yard line. Left to right across the radio. Sweeney back under center. Three men backfield for the Bearcats after we saw a brief instance of pistols end that first half. Sweeney hands it off to Shane Ozentowski. Tries to move that pile forward, and it looks like he's shy of the first down marker by about a yard. A gain of two on the play for Shane Ozentowski's first toe of the night. Third down and one from the Sandusky 41-yard line.
Exactly right. When they went to that spread situation, running in that read option, throwing the ball a little bit, Ozentowski comes out of the game for that. When you go to the wing tee, you bring him back in, a big body, an underclassman. He's just a junior for this team, and they give him the ball right away, his first carry of the game. He's able to bull ahead just shy of that first down marker. It's probably less than a yard, and the Bearcats go under center with that T formation.
Sweeney hands it off to Ozentowski again. He has the first down, breaks free of his first tackle, drags his second defender on with him all the way down to the 31-yard line. After a 9-yard gain for Shane Ozentowski and the Bearcats, moving the ball suddenly. With 3:38 left, clock stops momentarily to move the chains as they trail 22-8 to Sandusky.
Maybe Ozentowski can be the spark for this Bearcat offense. He gets back-to-back carries, gets a couple on the first carry. Second one, he needs a yard. He gets five or six and breaks a tackle along the way. And that's kind of what the Bearcats need. They're losing at the line of scrimmage. These backs are going to have to be creative, find ways to avoid a tackle, and turn it into a big gain. Ozentowski does a nice job there.
Full man set. It's a quick handoff from the backfield to Lemke. Lemke keeps that head down and gets all the way down to the 25-yard line. A second effort after a 5-yard gain. Tackle made by Sandusky's Caleb Eberle with the tackle. After, we're going to actually give him a 6 yards. Maybe, you know, we'll call it 6 yards on that one.
But a tough earned 6 yards. This Sandusky team has played tough all game long, and a missed tackler there thanks to Lemke's ability to spin out of an arm tackle. Three other Sandusky defenders waited for him, was able to bring him down, but a very nifty run for Lemke to get 6 yards in that play.
Harbor Beach now leads 43-7 in the third quarter over KPAC. Wing tee to the right. Handoff right up the middle to Ethan Lemke, who's going to be very close to that first down marker. Looks like he's shy about by a yard. They needed 4 yards. Ethan Lemke got three. Tackle is made by Sandusky's Adam Scott on that defensive tackle for the Redskins. Third down and a yard to go. Very manageable for the Bearcats. 2 minutes, 22 seconds left in the third quarter. It's a 14-point ball game, 22-8. Sandusky leads Ubley on offense.
These are the types of situations the Bearcats were used to seeing them in, getting 3 and 4 yards on first and second down collectively, getting that short yardage, give it to anybody and call any play in the book.
And they play it up, call it up to Ozentowski, and he does not get the first down. He needed a yard, and they stopped him right at the line of scrimmage. Adam Scott with the tackle and brings up fourth down, and that yard to go at the Sandusky 21-yard, 22-yard line. They need to get to the 21.
I knew Adam Scott was a good golfer, Clark, but I didn't know he was an even better defensive tackle, huh?
Well, Adam Scott, this Adam Scott looks like more like Bill or Boone Brown, and not so much the golfer type. Fourth down, a yard to go. Wing tee to the right, Sweeney under center, two men backfield. Spicer and Lemke. It's a handoff to Spicer. Looks like, well, they're going to say forward progress has him out beyond the last, beyond the first down marker, almost to the 20-yard line, and that'll be enough to move the chains. A two-yard gain for Spicer. And, well, no, hold on a second here. As they mark that further back, it looks like this is too tough of an angle for us here. This is way down.
And, of course, the ball's on the opposite side of the field.
Yeah, and there they call it. They're calling it first down. Move the chains for the LB Bearcats. Much needed there on a fourth down conversion. First and 10 for the Bearcats at the Sandusky 21-yard line. A minute and change left in the third quarter.
That Sandusky defense has just been swarming to the football. They have a good beat on where the ball is going. They read the play right. Spicer was able to just get enough for that first down, and a much-needed first down for the Bearcats.
Sweeney rolls to his right, looking to pass. Now he's in trouble, throws it downfield, and this one is overthrown. Pass was intended for Isaac Warzynski. Down at the 5-yard line, pressure all over him, and no good, incomplete. Clock stops with a minute 3 left in the third quarter, 22-8. Ubley trails by 14, now a second and 10.
Like the play call, Clark. It's first down. Your running game is struggling severely. He dials up play action, but he's under duress the whole time. But because Sweeney is athletic as he is, he rolls out of the pocket and buys his receivers that much more time. Warzynski's route had stopped near the sideline. He makes eye contact with his receiver and streaks down the field. And if Sweeney was able to just put a little more air under it, he overthrows Warzynski. Nice play there. They had an open receiver. He hits him in stride. It's an easy score. Instead, he overthrows him. Second down and 10 for the Bearcats.
There's a snap, and it's a handoff going through the right gap, and this one goes out for maybe 2 yards across the 20-yard line down to the 19. Ethan Lemke is tackled by number 45, Caleb Eberling, for the Redskins. Third down and 8 now for the orange and black.
Well, here comes Ozentoski checking out of the game for number 7, Nick Wright. You can almost bet what this formation is going to look like, Clark. No, yep. Ozentoski means shotgun formation and a couple wide receivers.
Third down and 8. Clock continues to roll. 30 seconds left in this third quarter. 22-8, Sandusky leading the Ubley Bearcats. The Bearcats trying to strike for the second time tonight. They haven't scored since early in the second quarter. Quick handoff out of the pistol to Spicer. Spicer has the first down. From the backfield, from the 19 all the way down to the 5 for a 14-yard gain. And move the chains for the Bearcats, first and goal. Franzel on the tackle.
What a big tackle by Franzel there. Ubley spreads him out and snap to Sweeney. He hands it off. It's a design run right to Spicer, and he gets through that line of scrimmage. And if Franzel doesn't make that tackle, the Bearcats get into the end zone.
Still in that pistol, and it's fumbled, and Spicer has to jump on it in the backfield. Looks like he recovered his own fumble at the 4-yard line, and we have reached the end of the third quarter with a 14-point ball game. The Sandusky Redskins leading 22-8 over the Ubley Bearcats right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
The American farmer has always been a respected symbol of our country's values, and no one exemplifies the spirit of America more than our Thumb Area farmer. Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, an agricultural and commercial loan officer at Bayport State Bank. As a farmer's wife, I have seen firsthand how farms have changed over the years. Farms have gotten larger, the equipment more complex, input costs continue to rise, and that's where Bayport State Bank can help. We can help you devise a plan that works for you in your farm or business. Whether it's a short-term loan or a long-term business relationship, think of Bayport State Bank, your community bank. The staff and directors of Bayport State Bank would like to thank Thumb Area farmers for their dedication and wishes our farmers a plentiful harvest this season.
Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, member FDIC.
And we move on to the final act. As the Ubley Bearcats trying to knock on the door, they currently stand second and goal from the 5-yard line of Sandusky's territory. They trail by 14 points, 22-8, to Sandusky.